Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, editor at that website. With me, as always, my co-host, Nicholas Mason.
Weekend guns.
Yeah, we're doing this. This is a late night Sunday.
Yep.
I like doing these ones, though. I feel like because I put minimal effort, but it goes better because it just kind of...
You say that now.
You've jinxed it now. You're right.
Way to jinx it. Good work.
I understand that you had an encounter with a friend of the show.
I had
like a severe beating.
Yeah. We were both severely beaten by one another. Like we it was gentlemanly. Like
sure.
We each took a shot.
Yeah, good.
Back and forth.
Good.
Like a turn-based strategy game. Yes, but with more broken teeth. No, actually, friend of the show, Milo.
Yeah.
I ran into him at an indoor rock climbing venue.
What are the odds of that?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Either.
What are the odds of me doing any kind of physical activity is certainly, the odds of that are quite high.
Well, I didn't flinch, so that's a credit to your physicality.
Isn't it though?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Also, young lad, no fear of death, clearly, as he goes on the whole rock climbing situation. Me, nothing but a fear of death. So here we are.
We don't want to die. We've got too much to lose.
Yeah.
This podcast.
You made me this cup of tea.
I gave that bloody cup of tea, mate.
Thank you.
Yeah. All these things to lose.
Anyway, hey, buddy.
Yeah, hey, what's happening?
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Milo. Are you in the Christmas spirit or whatever?
Have we talked about...
Christmas?
Did we talk about Christmas last year? One assumes we did.
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Have we talked about that I don't like Christmas, but I love very special Christmas episodes of things.
We have talked about
then
that,
I,
yes.
Then go back and listen to that. same thing stands.
If you love very special Christmas things, though, this isn't an episode, but I went to a...
No, it is an episode.
I mean, a Christmas show.
Okay, good.
No one cares about this, but I went
do a Christmas show year-round.
I went to a Christmas caroling, which I'm not a fan of. Change it up. That's all I'm saying. Same shit every year. That's all I'm saying. But
you're saying sweet raps.
Sweet raps, exactly.
Christmas raps. You're talking reggae version of Little Drummer
That's
Boy.
That's right. I'm saying Mandy Moore's probably got an original Christmas song. Why can't we hear that?
Let's hear that. Great.
But it had the age-old tradition. You know, it had nice stalls and a fete and carols and whatever and fireworks at the end. But it also had
push a lantern over that. Age-old tradition. You burn it to the ground.
That's right. But there was a bit where... In the Christmas spirit, Santa rode in on a motorcycle and jumped 4 cars.
What? It's better than my story. Sorry, Milo, but that is... Who's just cars in the car park?
Yeah, there was a ramp. Because when I got there, I'm like, that...
Why is there a ramp? Yeah. Oh, well, I'll just park next to it.
That's pretty much what I thought, though. Because I was like, that's odd. But I didn't think it, because I'm like, why would that ever cross my mind? And I could not stop laughing.
Wait, so were they prop cars? Were they
No, they were real cars.
Wow.
Yeah. And like as he jumped, like fireworks like shot out of the bike and the ramp.
What? this is a dream you had,
though. This is real. Huh. This happened.
Huh.
Yeah.
I feel that event should migrate away from the carols to Santa Claus jumps over a series of unlikely objects.
Look, and I'll just say, it was a better stuntman than a Santa, because he got on stage afterward, and he's like, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, that's a Santa thing to say, isn't it? So
you should have, at the very least, you should have said, that's a me thing to say,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's right, yeah. So there you go. Anyway, enough of that.
Mm.
We do a podcast about comic book movies and movies in general, don't we?
And sort of mythological figures doing incredible stunts.
That's it.
That's what we're doing next week. We're migrating over.
Good idea.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get into the news. First bit of news. You're excited for the King Kong prequel, Skull Island?
I'm certainly keen on the Easter Bunny jumping out of a plane. Does he have a parachute? Who knows?
But he, what was I going to say? Yeah.
Oh, prequel, okay. Prequel. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, it's Tom Hiddleston's in it. Yes. And whatever. Uh-huh. They've renamed it Kong Skull Island. Kong Skull Island.
That's not... See, I've made a little joke there, but that's going to be the joke.
Yes.
I'm saying that everybody, every news site is going to call it Kong Colon
yes,
from this point
that's
forward.
That's exactly so, what I thought.
Bad so. Move. Just call it Skull Island.
But nobody knows Skull Island.
Call it...
Like, people know King Kong, so yeah. They're like, we have to brand this, we got to put the King Kong name on it, or Kong, at the very least. So I'd imagine there'd be a lot of other King Kongs running around.
Oh, heaps of King Kongs.
Yeah, yeah, like a plethora. And cause you know, and it'll probably end with all the other King Kongs dying, and he's like, I'm alone! Oh well, at least
I'm... a snake, or dinosaur, or something.
At least I'm on this island and not like in a city or whatever.
Yeah,
that's what he'll say to himself.
He will say that, won't he? Yeah. Yeah. I don't like the smog. It makes me antsy.
So, yeah. Oh, look, you know what? Great. I want to see... I'm not against it. And I think I'd rather see that than like another retelling of the King Kong story.
I don't really want to see any of it.
Okay.
Let's see another Planet of the Apes film. That's...
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, we're getting that also. Mad Max, though, got a new trailer.
Trailer, yeah.
It's pretty nuts.
It's more Mad Max-y than ever before.
Boy, is it. Mm. You know, it's weird. I think we talked about it when the last trailer came out. Movies today, I think you said this, do a very good job of keeping the aesthetic from the era they came out, but updating it for the modern day. So it looks like you remember it looks in your mind.
Yeah. Maybe it's not how it actually looks.
No, definitely not.
It looks much better than that.
Yeah.
But it is how you remember it in your mind. You filled in the pieces. And you're like, oh, those amazing stunts and all the crazy, weird desert characters or whatever.
That's it.
Looks good.
It does look good.
Charlize Theron?
Yep.
She's in it?
She's in it. Nicholas Holt.
Oh,
Tom
yes.
Hardy. He seems like he's got the Australian accent down pat, which doesn't surprise me.
He's about a boy. He's all over the place.
He is, isn't he? Mm. I like that guy, though. But I feel like he hasn't had, like, a thing. Like, so he's not like a...
He's not a star.
Leading man just
he's not a
yet.
Star. He hasn't got star power. He's
not
a,
yet.
He's a character actor.
Yeah.
He'll have a weird face.
He'll have
a blue face.
He'll be Jack. Oh, no, he was the star of Jack and the Giant Beanstalk trailer.
You keep talking about that, and I don't know what it is. I think it's one of those dreams you had again.
It was, Jack the Giant Slayer had Ewan McGregor, the guy who did Ryan Singer did it.
We talked about this.
It was a gritty retelling.
Oh, sorry, all right, continue. Great.
That's great. Anyway, Mad Max, though, I'm looking forward to it sometime next year, whatever. This has been a long time coming because it was delayed. One of the reasons it was delayed initially because this desert, which hasn't, like, rained in, like, 40 years, suddenly rained, like, flooded. Not flooded, I don't know, but just crazy amount of rain. And
it became an ocean.
It became an ocean.
Really awkward. They considered making it a Waterworld sequel.
That's right. Yes, exactly. But so, yeah, it looks pretty nuts, and that's great. What I like about it as well, it looks like that Max is not... He's not really a hero. He's the kind of guy who's like...
Why am I
and
in
not
this
even
situation?
Like an, not even an anti-hero, because like he doesn't... He's never really clearly the victor either.
Right.
Like, he always kind of comes out not exactly on top.
Uh-huh, yeah, true.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, he's always...
And just
always
like
got a weird crutch.
Yeah.
Holding a crutch.
That's it.
Yeah.
But I've said this before. If you're going to watch the Mad Max movies, just watch the second one. If you haven't seen any of them, just watch the second one.
First one's kind of boring. Third one's too weird.
Yeah. That's it. All right. Now, you heard that Christian Bale recently said that he was kind of jealous to see Ben Affleck wearing the cape and cowl. Like, he had a moment of self-reflection.
Oh, yes. I think I know where this is going.
Yeah, where
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, right.
He's very confident.
They said to him, when Michael Keaton in a recent interview, did you ever feel that, you know, when Batman was taken over from you? And his response was, no. Do you know why? Because I'm Batman, I'm very secure in that.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
That is good.
So that's a great response.
Yeah.
He seems like he's got a good kind of attitude about the whole thing.
Are we getting Birdman soon?
I bloody
America's
hope so.
America's got it as well, yeah.
Because you know what? They better, because I'm just going to download it if they don't.
Yeah, exactly.
But I get it soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Hollywood.
Sorry, Hollywood, but you messed up, mate. Oh, I don't know if this is on your news list.
Sure.
Did you hear about the Sony email hack?
Boy, have I. I've actually got a whole bit on
that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Is it specifically Spider-Man or which part?
No, a whole bunch of stuff.
We talk about things that aren't Spider-Man because I've listed everything Spider-Man.
Oh, you've
in,
done
like,
all the
Spider-Man.
I don't think I specifically look for the Spider-Man because I don't have any interest. Okay, hang on. What's a good one? Oh, one of my favorites, I think, is that apparently they proposed to Jonah Hill. They do a 21 Jump Street Men in Black crossover. And his response, his email was very...
very Jonah Hill.
It's very Jonah Hill. And hang on, I'll find the line. So they were like, hey, how about this idea? Men in Black, 21 Jump Street crossover. And he's like, Jump Street merging with MIB, I think that's clean and rad and powerful. That's great, right?
I think, have you seen
just
22...
Just imagine that in his voice.
Yeah, I know, good. Right? Have you seen 22 Jump Street?
No.
It's pretty good.
Yep.
22 Jump Street also ends with, they do multiple sequels for 22 Jump Street. Like they have
within
like
the show.
Snippets.
Oh, okay, right.
So they'll have like, I think 23 Jump Street's Med School...
Yep.
And then one, they become priests, and one, they swap out Jonah Hill for Seth Rogen, and it just goes.
Right,
like,
right.
It's like this enormous... It's the funniest bit in the movie, probably. It's like this ridiculous, long-running gag
yep.
that just goes and goes and goes. And then the problem with that was, though, how do you make 23 Jump Street when they've made the joke of, look how ridiculous it is, and look where these sequels could go.
There's nowhere... No sequel they actually produce will,
yes.
will have that... novelty element yeah. to it and still work.
But this
yes
does
clean and rad and powerful.
I think and I said this on Twitter, I think it's a brilliant idea. Because you reboot Men in Black.
Could you describe it in like three words? Describe what you what that idea seems to you.
I couldn't possibly. I don't have the
only Jonah Hill has the vocabulary to do that.
So what do you think though? You're not on board with it or?
Now that I think about it, like I wasn't initially, I think, because sci-fi elements, but they're both comedies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I know, I just think it's a, I don't know.
I mean, it's been a long time since a good Men in Black film.
It's been since the first Men in Black film.
I mean, it's been less time since the best Men in Black rap.
Men in Black 2. Two. Black Suits covered.
Yeah, uh-huh, sure.
Some people actually got back to me on that. One guy said, I can't remember who you are, I'm sorry. He goes... Yeah, well, I didn't even have to go to listen to them. It's like, that was, you're correct.
Wow, okay. Oh, also, so apparently it was like, the leak was like 34 gig of stuff. So there's a lot of stuff. So I reckon over the next couple of weeks, people are going to, because I haven't seen it. Like, I'm sure we can download it if we wanted to, but I'm not trawling through it.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a lot of stuff over the next few weeks.
And a lot of it's like personal emails as well, puts the
There's
the
some
Sony,
PowerPoints. Yeah. There's some Sony PowerPoints.
And like it puts the executives in the shit. Like you said this thing about...
Right, right.
Like I know they paid out Leonardo DiCaprio for turning down the Sorkin...
Yeah.
The Steve Jobs movie.
Yeah. Okay, here's a little PowerPoint for Grown Ups 2. So it's with the key themes. Friendship. Humor. Adventure. Loyalty. Fun. Now, here's some sub-themes. Okay, target categories. I don't know what that means, but one of them says automotive, beverage, grown-up jobs, men's issues / potty humor. Pretty good, right? Pretty good.
They're all my favorite things.
There's one for the Smurfs. That's pretty good. Be who you choose to be. That's important.
That is important.
Here's one for Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
What do you mean, be who you choose to be?
I don't know. What
it doesn't
it
even
means
make any either. Sense.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Okay, here's one. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. Believe in yourself. Food is fun. You can't deny that. True friends value you for who you are.
Rad. Powerful.
Rad, clean, powerful. Food and man living in harmony. Pretty good, right?
As God intended.
Yeah. Okay, one more. This is on Gawker, by the way. Oh, there's so many of these. God. Great.
I'm happy to just you to read through them. I'm
okay,
not
no, that's pretty good.
Fuzz.
Okay, right. Here's some After Earth. Famous Will Smith and Jaden Smith team up film.
Yeah.
Okay, under the tag talent, it just says emphasize Will over Jaden. I wonder why that is. Okay. After Earth is an ecosystem of content and brand initiatives to begin launching in spring 2012. Vomit. That's the worst. Themes, blah, blah, blah. Okay, target audience, M. Night fans, M. Night Shyamalan, and others. Extreme sport fans?
Okay, but if that's...
Jaden Smith fans. How dare they?
M. Night fans, but they didn't even put his name on the trailer.
Yeah, I know.
So that's clearly not a priority.
No, not at all. Man, there's just... Under Amazing Spider-Man 2, one of the categories just says carbonated beverage. Doesn't even make any... Antivirus? They want a Spider-Man
Yeah, because he has blood. And his blood's bloody magic.
No, I think I mean like an antivirus, like a software antivirus system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
maybe.
God, it's all the worst. Anyway, I'm just going to list some more of those next week.
Please do.
Yeah.
That's some real insight. Well, actually, the Sony hackers, who they're still unclear on who this is. Mm-hmm. Some saying North Korea.
Also, these are the worst PowerPoints ever. Like, they're absolutely the worst.
You're saying that we could do a better
one? We could definitely do better ones. And we're going to. Watch out, Sony. Now that all your ideas have been blown, now it's time for us to pitch some holiday films where holiday characters do some stunts.
So, they also said the Sony hackers released, they released the files online, promised a larger Christmas gift that will put Sony Pictures into the worst state.
Oh, I cannot wait.
I know. I'm presuming some kind of Santa Claus stunt.
Oh, definitely.
Man, yeah. I'm like, ooh, this is going to be a train wreck.
Yeah, so good.
I don't really think it's damaging, though. I think it's getting people talking about Sony more than anything and their properties. I don't think it's that damaging. I mean, it's damaging personally.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of these ideas, I think it's a good way for them to go, look at yourself. Look at what you're doing. This isn't good. You need to shake it up.
Oh, I see. I think
it's a good thing.
This is a public shaming for Sony.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe.
So there you go. Star Wars.
Oh, do you want to talk about the Spider-Man stuff?
I'll come back to that.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah, that's a lot. Star Wars, right?
Yes.
They've released the names of some of the characters.
Are they ridiculous?
Finn.
All right.
Rey.
Okay.
Kylo Ren.
Nope, dumb.
Poe Dameron.
Dumb.
B-88, I think is the droid, or BB-8.
Oh, BB-9 or something, yeah.
Yeah.
The ball droid.
The ball droid.
Which is a practical effect, apparently.
I looked at them. That blew my mind. Yeah. That's great. Because my brother actually said this. How do you
Which one?
The one you don't like.
Right.
How do you make a toy out of that?
Wasn't it the news was Mark Hamill was on set?
Yeah.
And he's like, that thing's real. They
like gave
use
it
remote.
A little thingamajig. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, what they'll do, I think what they'll probably do is they'll have like a mini wheel at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And they'll have it spin.
Yeah.
Horizontally.
Like a little ball bearing-y kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
So they have the actual chassis thing of it spin horizontally.
Yeah.
And it won't matter what the, and they'll like a little, like a tank tread thing at the bottom or whatever.
It's really good.
Yeah.
You should put together a PowerPoint.
I will.
You like the planet of Krypton.
What does that mean?
What's it known for, would you say?
Being made of kryptonite and exploding.
Yes, those are the two things. But would you rather see that, or would you rather see a Superman prequel TV series focusing on the life of Superman's grandparents as they attempt to bring peace to Krypton?
Well, we know they fail, so that's a good start.
Because there is a civil uprising.
Correct.
And then the planet explodes.
Planet explodes, so we sort of know where that's going to go.
Yeah. So this is going to be a series, is what I'm saying.
When there's no way out of this?
No, this is happening.
We can't leak some emails and get them to cancel it?
Yeah, how do you make a show where you inevitably everyone's going to die in an explosion?
That's true, because there's no... Like, it's not like... I can't think of a single sequel off the top of my head, but it can't be a case of, like, you see the prequel and you know how it's going to pan out. But you go, well, maybe some of those side characters will go and live happy lives and blah, blah, blah. Or they'll have their own spin-offs or we'll see them later or whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody in Krypton has to die.
Like three people get off, depending on where, you know, the version. So, it's not even Jor-El either.
Yeah.
It's whoever his grandpa, his daddy, I don't know who that is. I don't know off the top of my head. Okay. And you know what? It's TV. How good can Krypton look on TV?
Yeah, that is a really good point. Because again, there's no. It's unlike Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Where they can just take the CGI from the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Like the Quinjet or whatever, or the cloaking device thing,
or
and
the
just
car
say,
and whatever.
Yeah, and just say.
Oh, no, the car's not in the movie. Sorry, go on. Yeah.
Or and they can just say, we'll borrow those.
Yeah.
Those vector models or whatever, and put them in the show.
Yeah.
They're not sharing any of it, so they have to gonna have to build Krypton from scratch. So it's not gonna look good.
I think it'll look a lot like
Gotham.
Yes.
It'll be the other sides of what they're going to do is they're just going to get the Gotham sets and turn them around and then spray paint them like black with a star effect on the back and some rocks at the bottom.
Yeah.
Krypton.
Krypton. Done. Mm. Do you reckon they'd do like the glassy, crystally Krypton or the weirdy Zack Snyder beehive Krypton?
I like beehive Krypton more.
Because it's different. Because I've seen the crystal Krypton forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us more Kryptons.
None of them look very interesting. Would you want to live on them?
No, it looks terrible.
Looks terrible.
Looks
exactly.
Sharp. Looks like I'd take my eye out. Like I'd round a corner and I'd take my eye out.
Yeah, yeah. Or get attacked by bees. Like you can't see any bees, but you know they're coming. No, I don't know. Like what society is that? What entertainment do they have? I guess I'd be interested to know like... How are they going to build the world?
Yeah.
Because it never looks interesting.
It does in the comics.
Yeah.
I feel. What you see of it briefly.
Right.
But also, there's all sorts of monsters and creatures there that, what, you're going to CGI them for the show?
Yeah.
Like, you know what they'll do? They'll do, like, Origins of Doomsday and
I guess
all that
so, yeah.
stuff. And
yeah.
Probably Brainiac. And...
But if they do it Gotham style, it'll be so
so many moustaches. No moustaches.
No moustaches, but very, like, very ham-fisted kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe it'll be the greatest TV show ever. Open mind. Not really. Not really.
Did you see Saving Mr. Banks?
No.
It was about...
Was that Disney, the Disney
It was about Mary one? Poppins, making right, Mary right. Poppins. Uh-huh. Wasn't that accurate to the story of Mary Poppins, because the woman who wrote that notoriously hated it and then prevented any sequels from happening.
Fantastic.
She didn't like a bunch of stuff. But anyway, John Lee Hancock, who directed that, is developing a McDonald's origin movie said to be in the style of There Will Be Blood and The Social Network.
That sounds good. Because apparently that... Okay, so McDonald's was founded by, I think...
It was two brothers.
It was two brothers.
Like Dick and Harry.
Something like that. Yeah. Two brothers, and they created a couple, maybe one restaurant or a couple of restaurants.
Yeah.
And they had like some innovations that people didn't have, like thick shakes and what have you.
Yeah, clowns.
Clowns. Terrifying clowns. Oh, have you seen some early Ronald McDonald's stuff?
In my nightmares, sure.
Yeah, some of that early creatures. Ugh, gross. Anyway, and then some guy came and became, some entrepreneur came. And was like, I'll get
You know what's better than $1 million?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, go on.
And he was like, okay, we'll get this going for it. And then he just sort of shut him out.
Like, oh, really?
So it became incredibly successful, but they were out of the business, I think. He's kind of...
Social network
style. So it is
very
There Will Be Blood.
Oh, great.
In many ways.
He's drinking all sorts of
thick shakes. Thank you. There we go.
Yeah, well, that, you know what? I saw that and I went, that sounds dumb. But now that you've said that, I'd see that.
Yeah, yeah. Seems like a real jerk.
Yes, he does. All right. The Teen Titans TV series pilot will also shoot next year. Simply titled Titans.
Of course,
simply titled
be.
Titans.
Because why call anything by its full name? Because that would be silly. Don't call it Green Arrow. Just call it Arrow. Why call it Teen Titans when you can take a bloody thing off?
Don't call it The Big Time Adventures of Commissioner Gordon. Just call it Gotham.
That's right.
Idiots.
Yeah. That's right.
Don't call it Boring Superman. Call it
Smallville.
Yeah. They're excited, they say, to finally bring the Dick Grayson story to something.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see some Dick Grayson, that's great. I mean, television, it's hit or miss, but looking at, like, Arrow and whatever,
you could do this.
Yeah. You could do this. I mean, how do you be like, where's Batman? Mm. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, true.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're okay.
Although, Batman spin-offs, Birds of Prey, that's our number one...
Yeah.
Look back at that sort of thing. So that is the prime example. So,
is it? Yeah. But no, I want to see more Nightwing.
Yeah.
Also, Disney's Bob Iger. He's doing all sorts of stuff. He's doing the Star Wars stuff and all that. He said, on the subject of Indiana Jones, we'd love to make another Indiana Jones movie, but we're pacing ourselves right now, launching Star Wars first.
Okay.
Which, to me, implies that Harrison Ford will not be coming back. Because, like...
Wouldn't that imply that he is coming back because he's doing Star Wars?
I looked at that from the perspective of this is at least 4 years away.
Right. He's done by then. He's
done.
80 by then, maybe?
At least. No, he'd be mid-70s probably.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the way to do it, though. Yeah. I want to see more Indiana Jones, but I don't need to see Harrison Ford.
Mm.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Hey, I have a piece of news.
Sure.
Transformers Age of Extinction... has been put forward to the Academy Awards for a Best Picture nomination. They're like, for your consideration, Best Picture of the Year. And then a whole bunch of technical awards, which they might be
definitely
nominated for, but who cares?
Yeah.
Because they want it to be... They think it has a genuine shot at winning Best Picture of the Year.
That can't be... Like, I heard that, but like, they know that that's not going to happen.
I don't think they do know that's not going to happen.
I mean, come on. Like, I'm sorry. Look, they are what they are.
The promo picture for that is like all the main leads just running. Like, it's just a wild bunch of...
Is it that scene just before the comedy relief guy gets turned to a weird metal statue? Is it that bit?
No, it's Stanley Tucci's involved. He's making
a
face.
I like the Tucci.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
They should have included the scene where he's drinking all that milk.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that on the rooftop milk.
Yeah, the milk break.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Maybe it's to sell Blu-rays or something. I don't know.
Definitely,
there must be some reason behind that other than they genuinely think.
Yeah.
The world's gone mad.
It has gone mad. It's true.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, anyway, going back to Spider-Man.
Oh, yes.
So this is the last bit of news. I thought we'd just do this in one big chunk.
Okay. I had one more bit of news.
Sure.
I'll just throw it there. Al Pacino went into a meeting with Marvel.
He did.
Week.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's he going to
be? Or is it cool?
I don't know. We've discussed this. He's not a good actor, right?
The Mandarin.
Oh, who are? So, definitely.
Who do you reckon he could be? Red Skull?
I reckon he might be an all right J. Jonah Jameson.
He would be a good J. Jonah Jameson.
He probably wouldn't be as good as J.K. Simmons.
No, he wouldn't.
But if they're rebooting that somehow.
Yeah.
Like if they're like, because if we're talking Spider-Man.
Yeah.
If they're like, we've got to bring Spider-Man back in the fold, but for whatever reason, we can't have Garfield, we can't have J.K. Simmons, we can't have any old people.
Yeah.
Pacino.
Absolutely.
Jonah Jameson.
Ooh.
Pictures of Spider-Man. Ooh.
All right, so on the topic of Spider-Man, yes, though, this Sony hack, a lot of stuff came to light. Uh-huh. There was also...
Oh, actually, he said that he was super impressed by Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, great.
So I think
okay,
the rumor is that he will be doing some sort of space-based thing.
Sure. Okay.
And somebody, I think, on Twitter said Ego the Living Planet. Hoo-ah! He's out in space. He's saying hoo-ah. Anyway, back to Spider-Man.
That's all right. Yeah, but so this Sony hack, a lot of stuff came to light. A lot of Spider-Man stuff, specifically.
Yep.
Now, Spider-Man at the moment, we've talked about this. It's a hot mess.
It's a schmozzle.
God, is it? But weirdly though, and this same kind of graph keeps popping up.
Uh-huh. Spider-Man, is it a delightful PowerPoint?
It's really great.
Yep.
But Spider-Man by far sells the most merchandise.
Oh yeah.
Of any superhero.
Carbonated beverages.
Yes.
I'll show you the list in a minute.
that's fascinating to me. Like even more so than Batman, which is pretty incredible. And that shows how much people like this character, yeah, specifically kids.
Carbonated beverage, gas station / petrol, branded confectionery / gum. They've misspelled confectionery. Adhesives, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, sure.
Antivirus, watches, travel, electricity, because of Spider-Man 2, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Salty snacks. This is QSR. I don't know what that means. I'm not going to look
that
up.
No. Okay.
Sorry, he sells a lot of merchandise.
Boy, does he.
Yeah.
So, a whole lot of these stories kind of were drip-fed over the week.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to go through them. I've kind of put them into a weird kind of order, but we'll see how this
goes.
Is it
no order?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so one of the first things that was said was Marvel and Sony apparently at one point entered into negotiations to bring Spider-Man back into the Marvel fold, uh-huh, right? Specifically for the Civil War storyline,
yep,
which as we know from the comics is not incredibly Spider-Man heavy, but he plays a pivotal role
yes.
in that story. Mm. Apparently, the split would have been 60-40, right?
In favor of Sony.
In favor of Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
Because they would take creative control.
Yep.
They would basically do everything. Uh-huh. And, you know, that, also, Marvel owned
the merchandise
rights yep. as well. Mm. So, Sony would only get a 40% cut. Apparently, the executives in the US, not on board with this. Japanese executives, very much on board with it. Because they're like, this isn't... You're not doing this well.
Right, right, right.
Let's just cut our losses and...
Right, right.
And whatever.
Yeah. If Spider-Man isn't going to be driving a giant robot, and he's a stunt driver in his spare time, we're not interested.
And also, apparently, Civil War would then spin off into the Sinister Six movie. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
With possibly Venom or Carnage as uh-huh. the villain. That's a smart move. Because yes. not because Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man 2, tried to sort of set that up. Again, made a bloody botched job of it. Uh-huh. You know, which they had a whole lot of stuff at the end where, you know, they walk through the Oscorp tech and there's just all the Sinister Six outfits yeah, just
ready to go.
Just ready to go. So every origin comes out of that bloody basement.
This is a military prototype for vulture powers. You know how the military are always wanting vulture powers? Yep.
The Russo brothers also, who did Captain America, and mm-hmm. are saying, also in this Sony leak, it was said that they are doing the Avengers Infinity War movies,
mm, yes.
which we've talked about before. Uh-huh. But they said they will produce these movies. They offered to do that, which, you know, I think would be also pretty good.
Yeah.
In among this, some Sony executives were saying they want Sam Raimi to return to the franchise.
Huh.
Right? But another Sony executive said that he went full Joel Schumacher on the third one,
uh-huh.
and they don't need him anymore.
Right.
But look, I don't think
they... What does the term full Joel Schumacher mean?
Batman and Robin.
Right. Did it? Was that...
I don't think so. And you know what? The issue... Look, I don't think they should get Sam Raimi back. I don't think he would do it,
right.
for one. But the issue with Spider-Man 3 is not Sam Raimi. The issue was the studio interference, which uh-huh. has again been the issue with these Spider-Man films ever since that point.
Does full Joel Schumacher mean that he went... Like, not that it's super technical or anything, mm. but he just, like, he went off the rails?
Yes,
like,
I think
because,
so.
Because, like, I mean, in the sense that, like, they said, hey, put Venom in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I will, but then I'm going to kill him straight away.
Yeah.
And then you can't use him ever again.
You'll see his skeleton in the explosion,
yeah, yeah,
which
exactly.
means he's gone forever.
He's definitely dead.
Yeah.
Is it that kind of thing? Was Schumacher like, I'm going to go totally crazy on this, like you... Like you would not believe. Maybe that's what they mean.
It's very possible.
Like he's off his bloody leash.
Yeah,
you know, he's gone crazy.
I think anything he did in that is yep. a reaction to the kind of the restraints that were put on him. Because he was even back on board for Spider-Man 4 at one point.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just got to the point where he was like, you know what, I don't need this. Mm. Like, and then he went off and made that one about going to hell or whatever.
Drag me to hell.
Yeah, which isn't bad.
Yeah,
actually. Anyway. At the same time this is going on, apparently Andrew Garfield is out, regardless of what happens. Marvel don't want him if he goes, apparently.
Huh.
But he's also, one of the main reasons that he's out, because Sony Japan had a board meeting and he cancelled an hour before. He was supposed to turn
Andrew
up.
Andrew Garfield did.
Yeah.
Celebrity and they were like, star Andrew Garfield.
Celebrity star. They were like, we don't like this guy. He's clearly, you know,
huh.
thinks he's a big Hollywood big shot with his big hair and his handsome
face. Big hair and his big scarves.
Yeah. So yeah, and there's also talk also that if Marvel get it, they want to strip it right back to a teenager again.
Yep.
Not hire Andrew Garfield, who's maybe 31, 32.
Yeah, yeah.
Get an actual teenager to do it, which I think is a good idea.
Yeah.
There is somebody out there who is a teenager that could do that. It's a hard find.
Is it one of us?
It's one of us.
Great.
Yes. It's a hard find.
Yes.
But it is possible. And also, but Sony, on the other hand, are thinking, let's take this the other way. Let's do a adult Spider-Man.
Oh, yes.
And they're talking about bringing in...
Like a porno.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good. That's all I need to know.
And bring in someone like... Apparently they want...
A porn star,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Apparently they want like a Ryan Gosling.
Sure. But like a porno Ryan
Like
Gosling.
A porno version right. of Ryan Gosling. Yeah. Yeah. So...
Ryan Gisling. Edit that out. Now leave it in. I don't care.
Which I think both of those ideas are better, though. See, you know, you take it in a different direction.
Right, okay, yeah.
But apparently the version that Sony want to do is going to be... They want to do their version different than anything they've done before. They want to do it like James Bond in the sense where different people can come on board and take creative control, and it's fine. People just accept that it's a different actor, it's a slightly different universe, but they don't want to do another origin story.
Good.
I know, right?
Do it in two. You can do it in 2 minutes.
You can do it in the.
Hey, I'm on a science trip at the school. Oh, spider, I've been bitten, and then
but
I
even
have the powers.
At this point, yeah. If he is the most profitable like character that makes the most merchandise,
yeah,
there is no one on the planet that does not know Spider-Man's origins.
Yeah. I reckon what they should do is they should do like a 2 minute origin story and then put like a QR code up on the screen, and if you're still confused, you scan it. And it, like, maybe it shows you...
And it
you
just says, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Or it shows you the clip from Spider-Man 1. Like, you can just watch it in the theater while everybody else watches the actual movie.
Sure, I'll be happy with that. Yeah. But also, the story that apparently Sony are looking at, which I'm actually on board for, is Kraven the Last Hunt, which I think recently, or sometime recently, was voted, like, one of the best, or the best Spider-Man story. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've read it. You read it?
No.
Well, it's...
Don't have time.
You're making QR codes, you're doing all sorts of things. Oh, but... Yeah. It's where Spider-Man is hunted by Kraven, obviously, whose ultimate goal is, you know, to hunt the best game in the world and be the world's greatest hunter and apex predator and whatever.
Wear that line on his chest.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And he riddles Spider-Man with bullets, thinking he's dead, buries him, and then puts on the Spider-Man costume and then goes Spider-Manning.
Yeah, yes.
But then it's kind of like what happened with Batman and Azrael.
Yes.
Where he's brutal and he's not a good Spider-Man because there's more to Spider-Man than just having powers. You got to be a hero and have love in your heart, mate.
Yeah, that's true.
They say a hero can save us. I'm not going to stand in that.
That's the one.
So, yeah, and the point being of that movie is that not anybody can be Spider-Man. You got to have this specific mix of things where you got to grow up a certain way and have this influence from your aunt and uncle and then whatever, great power, whatever. So, that sounds better. That being said...
yes.
Do you think Marvel needs Spider-Man for Civil War or at all?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Like, it stands on its own.
Yeah, and they have enough... At this point, they're making big waves with characters that aren't big names. Mm. Like, they're selling Guardians of the Galaxy. People are excited for Ant-Man. They're excited for Captain Marvel. They're excited for all those characters. The Inhumans, whatever.
Yeah.
They're probably going to make lots of... Is there a lot of Guardians of the Galaxy merchandise?
I think so, yeah. Action figures and stuff. There's that dancing tree and
whatever. Oh, yeah, definitely all that stuff. That I don't think they're going to need it. Like, I think maybe it's more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah,
I agree. Probably they'll do a projection. They'll be like, well, you know, this is going to cost us $1 billion.
Yeah.
Or we could just sell $1 billion worth of Guardians merchandise.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're on top, yeah.
And it's no loss for them in terms of merchandise because they still have merchandise. Yeah. So what is it? What does it matter? I don't know. I just feel like they should just bench him.
Yeah. And I think, and we've said this before, that unless they get a recognizable Spider-Man, like Andrew Garfield at this point, to team up with the Avengers we know, what's the point?
Okay. Well, what if you just didn't unmask him?
No, I don't like it. They have to at some point, surely.
Yeah. Okay. That's the point of Civil War, I guess.
In the actual Marvel Universe, how many characters remain masked? Like, none.
Not
right?
many.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Tony, no. Thor, no. Hulk.
Yeah,
no.
And I think, and again, the if we're talking Civil War, the point of that is that Spider-Man unmasks.
Yeah.
But in the cinematic Marvel Universe, very few people actually have that secret identity.
That's right.
And all the secret identity stuff was dumped onto the internet anyway. Captain America 2.
Exactly.
So.
And again, like we've talked about before, so the focus of the story would then shift to, it's more about... the government making you work for them as opposed to you being able to like be a daredevil. Oh, he's a masked one. Yeah. Who then go out and do it on your own accord without, you know, being paid necessarily. Mm. I mean, he probably takes money from people.
Yeah.
After he beats them severely.
Definitely, yeah.
So, yeah. So, we are in agreement. Just bench him.
Yeah, bench him.
Bench him.
Maybe kill him.
Maybe get Al Pacino.
Oh, hoo-ah. I'm shooting webs. Hoo-ah.
Okay, so this is from Matt Ockman.
Oh, yes.
The official beard power lifter of the show, who wants to shout out for his friend Gary Baker, who got him on the show. Who got him onto the show. Says it would
Didn't
cause...
get him on the show.
No. You're not that good a friend. Says it would cause a mental fire in his brain. Yeah, he wanted to know what we all thought of all that. And that's what we...
We've just said,
all
right? Were you bloody listening? Jesus.
So, yeah. That's all good stuff. So, look, that's Spider-Man and whatever. And that's our opinion. And let's never bring him up.
Oh, also another thing from the Sony leak. Apparently, Spectre is over budget by $50 million.
Oh, that's amazing, right? Yeah.
That was quick.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. But it's like a $300 million movie at this point.
But how?
I don't know. Look, I'm not an accountant.
No?
Oh, no, I am an accountant. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
All right. Well, look, let's get on to the mid-season finales, Mason, because there's been a few of them.
I'm a karate accountant.
We've spent...
Special kind.
The special kind.
Yeah.
We've spent this year watching all sorts of TV shows, haven't we?
Boy, have we.
Would you say that...
Some against our will.
Would you say that you would have watched all of these? Well, what we're going to... We're going to look at Arrow, we're going to look at Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we're going to look at The Flash. Uh-huh, yep. Would you have watched all of these if you didn't have to do this podcast?
No. I'm kind of burnt out on it. I'm kind of burnt out on Arrow a little bit.
Yeah,
I like
I can feel that.
It's a good show.
Mm.
Side note, I finally played Injustice. One of the downloadable characters... Skins is Green Arrow. It's the Arrow.
Oh, really?
It's Stephen Amell's voice. That's fun.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get that on Vita, PlayStation Vita.
Stop talking about your Vita. God.
I say we go, why don't we talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. first, because that's a separate thing, and then we'll do Flash and Arrow.
A lot of people have challenged me on Twitter to play online with them Injustice.
Okay.
Hot tip, you'll win. No point. I'm not good at video games, but thank you for the offer.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you for the threat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. obviously has improved,
yes.
Right? Do you feel that?
I feel it has.
Yeah.
And also, I feel it has, but it's still, you know what it is? It's kind of claustrophobic, I feel.
You feel like you're trapped in watching it? Like you.
That, but also, when I think of like a big Marvel movie like The Avengers,
yeah.
It's all out in the world and they're fighting in the city streets and they're kind of, you know, they're fighting in the air and all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
They're fighting on freeways.
Yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they're always fighting in a little catacomb or something.
Yeah.
Or like in a corridor in an office building.
Or on that plane.
Yeah. And I was reading an article from something somewhere, probably on the internet. And then they made a point about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And it's right that, you know... It's more about... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is about the little guy in the Marvel Universe. Like, if, you know, the Hulk jumps on a car and smashes the car and then jumps away, the movies focus on the Hulk, the TV shows focus on the person
the
who's in the car.
The guy in that car.
Guy in the
Squash
car.
Flat.
He's dead. Just FYI. And I understand that, and that makes sense, but it's not always that interesting.
No.
It's not.
That being said, I think they learned a lot of lessons from the first season, in particular the first half, until they'd had that Hydra reveal.
Uh-huh.
And I think bringing on an expanded cast,
making
Jake Chisel a bad guy.
Yes.
Those are interesting.
Oh, but we're going to spoil these, right?
Oh, yeah, spoilers and whatever. That was from last season.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay,
you know,
we're going to spoil these shows to the extent we can remember them.
Yeah. And I feel like as well, if you let go of that this exists in the cinematic Marvel Universe more...
Yep.
You can kind of be more forgiving of it.
Right.
Because I think the expectations are incredibly high for this show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think something like an Agent Carter or when Daredevil comes out, whatever. Uh-huh. Agent Carter is obviously not set in the same time as the movie. So I think people will kind of give that a more of a free pass initially, unless it's terrible.
Uh-huh.
But I think this, you got to look at it, you got to more look at it like that it's not part of the MCU.
Right.
Even though it definitely is. Yes.
So you've got to go... In a complete 180 to what they've definitively said it is.
Yes.
Just go away from that. Don't think about the thing they've definitely said that it
is. Yeah, that's... Yeah, because otherwise you're just waiting for a movie to come out and then the show to change.
Hmm.
And that's not really a way to look at a show. That's like... It's like the commercials in between a movie. Like, on a TV show.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just treading water
But at
something.
The same time, it should stand on its own, right?
I agree completely. But I think if you look at it that way, it helps you... See it as a standalone show.
What you're saying is lower your expectations.
That's exactly
what
I'm saying, yes.
Super duper.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't know. I mean, you know, they brought in the Inhumans kind of city and whatever.
So that's kind of the biggest revelation of this season.
Yeah.
Which apparently they've been building up for, you know, a year and a half or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that Sky...
Yeah, is an Inhumans.
Yeah, Sky... Well, yes, she's an Inhumans. Correct. She is... Well, in the series... We reveal that her real name is Daisy.
Yeah.
And that she is Cal's daughter.
Yeah.
And Cal clearly is Calvin Zabo,
mm-hmm.
who is Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
Who is super strong and crazy.
Yes.
Well, he's a genius, but he's crazy.
Great hair.
Great. So, yeah. I feel he was... A lot of people have said, oh, he's really acting up a storm in that show. I reckon he's chewing a lot of scenery.
He's chewing a lot of scenery. Yeah. I like that guy. He was in the Sandworm movie.
Dune.
With
Dune.
A J.
No, with a D. Dune. And yeah. Sex in the City.
And Sex in the City, yeah. Yeah. He played
stuff.
He played Trey.
And literally hundreds of other things, but I can't remember any of them.
The sequel to Dune with a J.
Wasn't a sequel.
No.
It wasn't one.
No. Yeah, I feel that.
And
as
so
well.
She's Daisy, so she, and it's implied that she's Daisy Johnson, who is quite in the series, in the comic book universe. She's Quake.
Mm-hmm.
She's in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
She was part of a storyline called Secret War, which came out a lot of years ago. I'm going to say like 2003.
Yeah.
Comic-wise, she looks exactly like Angelina Jolie, because she was released in that era where people just traced
Wait,
for some reason.
Wait, is that a coincidence? Is that a coincidence?
Yeah, it's definitely totally a coincidence, not a weird tracing scandal. People just got away with it. For a few years in like the mid-2000s.
Quite a long time, wasn't it? It's like people didn't realize that we have the internet. Like,
yeah, exactly, like... yeah. There's a... And we've... I think... I don't know if we've specifically talked about this, but if you look at... If you go to like the Wikipedia page of Nick Fury...
Yeah.
You go to Ultimate Nick Fury, and it's like, in the Ultimate Universe, Nick Fury looks exactly like Samuel L. Jackson. He was modeled on Samuel L. Jackson with the explicit... approval of actor Samuel L. Jackson.
Not true.
Like, absolutely not. Definitely not. That did not happen.
I remember seeing an interview before this all happened where he was like, yeah, I know. Like, it's like that is strange, isn't it? When they're like, you should be Nick Fury. And he's like, well, yeah, because they've clearly just stolen my likeness.
Yeah, exactly. I think I...
But he's like, let me get done with this Mace Windu thing. Let's see how that plays out.
Yeah, definitely. Then, That's going to work out well for me. I see a lot of me in the sequels. But yeah, clearly he just... Like, I enjoy him on screen. I think he's great.
Me too.
In pretty much everything.
Yeah.
But clearly he would have been like, okay, so my lawyers are going to sue you for millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But I notice you are making some movies with, and you need a director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be me, or maybe...
Hasselhoff.
Or maybe bring Hasselhoff
Bear
back.
In mind that Hasselhoff's lawyers aren't as good as my lawyers.
Yes, exactly.
So...
Yeah. But yeah, the tracing era.
Yeah. Great. I think Hasselhoff looks a lot like Nick Fury, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's... I mean, I don't think they traced him.
Right, sure.
But if he was a better actor...
No, they traced David Hasselhoff from comic book Nick Fury. That's how he was born. Anyway, she's going to be Quake, so she's got Quake powers and etc.
Sounds really great.
Mm.
Or Quake. Doesn't rhyme, does it?
No.
But, yeah, look, there's all sorts of revelations and stuff, like you mentioned.
Yep.
They had some people die. That Blake Chisel
was killed.
Was turned to ash.
But in just a sort of a...
He just kicked a crystal.
Yeah.
And then he turned to ash.
Very half-hearted way.
Yeah.
He was just...
I thought they were going to kill the other guy.
Lance
the one who
Hunter?
Helps out. Yeah. Is that his name?
I think so.
The guy who helps
that's
out
very,
Fitz.
That's a... I feel they've... In creating that character, they borrowed heavily from us.
Okay.
Jake Chisel, Lance Hunter, come on. Come on, guys.
It's very possible. Yeah, look, to be honest, there's not a hell of a lot I have to say about it. I can't highly recommend it.
The entire series or just the last episode?
I genuinely like it.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a solid piece of television.
Uh-huh.
But if this wasn't a thing that we did, I probably wouldn't watch it.
Huh. What about that guy with the no eyes? What's his deal?
Who was that guy?
At the end, he picks up a phone. He's like, something's happening. It's pretty weird.
I don't remember that.
Right at the end?
I do other things when I watch it.
All right, sure. Okay.
What guy?
There's a bloody... Right at the end.
Do you mean no eyes or like... Pasted over eyes. What
yeah,
are we
he had
talking
pasted here? Over eyes.
Okay.
He had like a blanks where his eyes could be.
He's probably Kenshi from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, it's almost certainly Kenshi from Mortal Kombat. You're right.
Okay, so he's... Well, who's a no-eyed kind of character from the
comics?
Well,
he might be... There was a limited series called Inhuman.
Yeah.
And there's a character in that called The Reader.
Yeah.
He's not eyeless, but he's blind.
Yeah.
Like he was one of those characters where if he read something, it would come to life.
Oh.
And so the other Inhumans considered him too powerful, and so they blinded him. But I don't think that's him, because how would they paper his eyes over, right?
Yeah.
There's another guy, starts with a V, I couldn't tell you his name off the top of my head, but he's another Inhuman, and he has eyes once again.
Great.
But he can sort of spring him out on stalks and put him on somebody's head and read their mind. His name escapes me. I'm going to look it up.
Springstalks.
Yeah, Springstalks, man. Yeah.
What are you Googling to find that guy?
I'm just Googling eyeless man. Right? That'll work, won't it?
While you're doing that, did you watch the trailer for the first clip from Agent Carter?
Venomous.
Venomous.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch the trailer for Agent Carter?
No,
I didn't either. No, I didn't either. Okay, right. Yeah. That's only like, they're only doing like an 8-episode run or whatever. So yeah. I think that's a good way to start. I think they went too much too soon with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think they got carried away and then they got caught.
They got carried away with being kind of boring.
That's it. Look, I shouldn't rubbish this. You know what? I probably would watch it. But again, like I've said before, all in one go.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. You think it'll stand alone? You think it'll stand up better as a huge chunk?
No, but I think...
Oh, you said the op-
But I feel like I'd have to know what's going on before the next movie or whatever. Even though it's most of it's inconsequential.
Right, right.
I mean, we know the Inhumans are coming.
Yeah.
We already knew that before they were kind of introduced to this in the show.
But... This is an interesting... I do you think that Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch will be Inhumans?
Yes.
In Avengers?
Well, mate, actually, you know what? Probably not, because they... Or maybe a mixture of that and the Loki staff. Because I think that's the gems unlocking the mind, mate.
Oh, it is too. You're right. Okay.
You don't pay attention.
Nah. Yeah, maybe. That might be it. I have a sense that they'll be like, okay, what mutants can we have? What mutants do we have legal access to?
Yeah.
Let's make them Inhumans.
Yeah.
Because it's more or less the same thing, except that instead of like, you know, their powers are unlocked by, you know, growing up or some sort of traumatic event or whatever.
Yeah.
That it'll be, you get exposed, there'll be like some sort of Terrigen mist bomb that goes off and everybody caught in the blast will get the powers.
There's been a lot of requests actually for us to do an Inhumans
episode. Okay, we can do that.
Right. Can you do it though?
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, sure.
Good.
Fantastic.
Nice. Actually, I've got an email.
Here we go, Black Box. No, I'm not going to do it now.
This is from Matt Ostrowski.
Oh, yes.
Hello, James and Mason. I'm writing with a question for James, as he seems to be on the same page as me when it comes to the cinematic Hawkeye.
All right, I'm going
to
tune out then.
Okay. My question is, what do you think of having Hawkeye and possibly even Black Widow make the occasional appearance in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Even though the show is definitely getting better, I feel like giving Hawkeye something to do in between cameos. Love the show. Keep up doing what you're doing. The next episode of your podcast happens to release on my 23rd birthday, so if it's not too much to ask, I'd love from you dudes in your American accents to validate my existence. That was my American accent.
Yeah, happy birthday, mate.
Yeah.
I've been working on it.
Forget about having a bad birthday, mate.
Nice, good.
Yeah, what do you think? Cameos from the kind of someone like Hawkeye.
Well, he didn't ask me, so... I mean, I've got a really good answer, but he didn't ask me specifically, so... What do you reckon, mate?
I think that that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I think... One way to improve the show would be more cameos, though, even though I just said before, don't link it to think of it as something different. But I think that makes it a little bit more exciting. I like it when a Maria Hill comes in or a Sif or whoever. Mm. Jeremy Renner did bloody Louis, so why wouldn't he do this?
Yeah,
you know, he did an episode of Louis or a couple episodes of Louis. True. So
well, he doesn't want to get typecast.
No. Mm. And
he did that SNL sketch.
That really
which you don't like.
It's not good.
Yeah, all right, fine.
It's not well written, and it's badly paced. No, shut up. It's badly paced.
Yeah, but all most SNL sketches are badly paced.
Yeah, I know, but not only that, he doesn't have the comedy chops, or he clearly just was reading off an autocue or whatever that was made. I tell you what, I'm not a comedy writer, but if you...
You're telling me. Yes.
If you gave me Jeremy Renner, I could write a better sketch than that.
Right. Even without Jeremy Renner.
No.
Okay.
I need Renner.
You need him as your muse.
You know what? No. You know what? That's ridiculous of me to say that I could write a better sketch. Uh-huh. I couldn't, but I think you could do something better than that.
Okay.
Someone go online and watch it and tell me that that's like it's not funny.
You've got a real beef. Did this sketch beat you up when you were a child?
Yes,
yeah, that's
it
what
did.
I figured. Yeah.
So yeah, but if you were to improve this show, what
were you stuffed into a locker, and for what if somehow in high school, and in that locker was some sort of like warp to a time warp, and the only thing you could observe was that episode of SNL, and you just had to watch that for hours and hours.
Do you ever watch SNL?
No,
I watch the occasional skit on the internet.
It has its high points and its low points. I would imagine on like if you're a big fan of it, on balance, it would be a good show.
Sure,
but there would be a lot of misses in there.
Yeah, I think they say on the Indoor Kids that everybody thinks that the golden age of SNL is gone or whatever, and everything new is terrible. But apparently, whatever you grow up on, that's the era
that's
that you remember fondly.
Yeah, true.
And if you go back and watch all that early stuff, 80% of it, probably more, is garbage.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, well, how would you improve Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Mason?
More costumes.
Yep.
More explosions.
Yep.
Lots of expensive special
effects. They've really... yeah.
Joss Whedon to write every episode. Make it the Avengers, but a TV series.
Those are all valid points that you bring up. Thank yeah. You. None of that's going to happen, except for more costumes. I like that they're bringing in more people. Mm. Like, more comic book characters.
I feel it was very busy also. Again, I'm never going to be happy.
So you said too many characters. Busy and claustrophobic.
Yes.
Like an elevator.
Yeah, like a crowded elevator. And it's
stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stuck. Everybody's about to go home from work. And then it got stuck. So you're stuck between floors.
And everyone's in a costume.
Everyone's in a costume. And there's a weird, like a weird artifact. And if you accidentally touch it, you turn to stone and you die. But you're in the elevator.
Yeah.
And a guy has farted and you need to move away from him. But the weird artifact is right next to you. So what do?
You breathe in that fart.
Yeah, anyway, so that's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is what I'm saying.
All right, well, that's an apt metaphor.
I think so.
Let's move on to Arrow.
Yeah.
Arrow or the Flash.
Just give me some superheroes in the show.
Yep.
And just don't be like, okay, they've been created from inhuman DNA or whatever. Just have them appear.
Yep.
Like, he's a guy and he's got superpowers. She's a girl, she's got superpowers. And now they're doing superpowery stuff. Let's investigate that.
Yep.
And they've got a costume and they're like, look, I was inspired by Iron Man and Captain America, whatever. I got a costume. Now I'm fighting crime.
For TV, this costume looks okay, don't
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, it looks pretty okay.
Sure. All right, then. Arrow.
Okay.
I've just got here. I like it.
Okay, good. Like I said, I'm burning out a little bit on it. You know, the flashback, flash forward system.
Yep.
It's novel. It was novel.
Mm.
Now it's a bit predictable.
Now it's like reading a boring novel.
And it's like, yeah, there we go, yeah.
You're right. No, but it is interesting. Yeah. Like, it can be.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could drop
I like
his
different hair.
Me too.
Easy to tell if it's the modern day or the past because of the different hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like, you know what, they've done a really good job of showing his progression.
That's true,
and training.
They haven't rushed it.
No, they haven't done they haven't really done a time jump.
Yeah. Or but anything. And I guess... maybe the reason they haven't done that is only because Green Arrow's Rogues Gallery isn't as well known.
Yeah.
Like, if he had, you know, 20, 30 villains that everybody knew and people were like, oh, it's like the Joker kind of thing.
Yeah.
I reckon they would have seeded really obvious references to them all throughout the series.
Yeah.
It's just because it's just the public at large don't know about him.
Yeah.
That, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're saying.
Thank you,
with your words.
But also, it's pretty well written.
Yeah,
it's the best written...
I mean, it is soap opera-y and whatever.
But so are comic books when you think about it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
I think it's the best written of the comic book series as currently
I'll pay that. Yeah, but to be fair, though, also, it's had the longest time.
Unless you point out that one of them is better written, in which case I'll probably agree with you.
I can't.
No, exactly. It's
But it's also, it's had the longest time to develop.
That's true.
So, you know, that's good also.
Hmm.
He does have that good hair, though, doesn't he?
It's great.
You can really tell.
Yeah.
Yes. I like, though, they've never kind of really shied away, or maybe a little bit in the first season, than bringing in villains from the comics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's never been. And they do a good job of representing them on the screen.
Yeah,
like we just saw Captain Boomerang.
Yep.
Was that in The Flash? I don't know.
Can't remember.
It's in one of them. But that was
great. It was Arrow because they took one of the Boomerangs to Central City.
Yeah.
For the Flash to examine.
Yep. So, and he was like, yes, that is a boomerang.
That is definitely
you
a boomerang.
You are correct in your assumption.
Yep. You are correct naming him Captain Boomerang. There's a nice, actually, there was a nice line in that crossover episode of The Flash.
Yeah.
Where Arrow's like...
Green Arrow.
Yeah, sorry, Green Arrow. He's like, what are you naming all your villains now?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, sorry, I forgot about, you know, I forgot that I shouldn't give him sensible names like Deadshot and Bronze Tiger or whatever.
Yeah. I was going to say, they've kind of expanded his crew.
Yes.
Which I like as well. The Roy, what's his name? Is it Roy Harper?
It's Roy Harper.
Yeah. He's okay, you know? He's...
You think he's too scrappy, don't you?
No, not at all. I think he's fine.
Yep.
Yeah, they've done well. I feel like a lot of Arrow also is in response to it. A lot of these shows are in response to fans, being like, we want to see more of this.
Oh, interesting.
We want to see Roy Harper step up. We want to see more whatever and, you know, the return of... China White and whoever. I feel like a lot of that is a response to that. But also, like, the fighting in this.
We want to see more Fish Mooney. That's what all the fans say. We want more Gotham's Fish Mooney. Can we get a Fish Mooney crossover in Arrow, please?
We don't know how.
Yeah,
but we want it. I was speaking to J-Raw. We did a video together. It'll be out later this week. If you don't know him, subscribe to him, Mason, on the YouTube.
I'm doing it now.
Anyway, he's...
I'm physically not moving.
He said that... I said I like the fighting, and he said he's not super impressed with it.
Uh-huh.
Where do you stand on it?
I quite like it.
Me
yeah.
too. You know what? The part of the reason why I like it is I remember what it was like when we were growing up, or even 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
The fighting... This is probably the best, some of the best TV fighting we've seen.
Yes. A lot of... Like, if we're talking, like, Birds of Prey, if we're going to go back that far...
Please.
Those action sequences were, A, terrible, and B, they just ripped off better films.
Like The Matrix?
They were ripped straight out of The Matrix moves. They're like, this character's a little bit meta-human.
Yeah.
So let's have them kind of like, you know that right at the end of the first Matrix where Agent Smith and Neo, like, they jump together in the air and they sort of lock hands and they spin around
and they
in
fall
the air.
Down.
Yeah. That's straight up in Birds of Prey.
They to be fair, though, off. I never got sick of that.
Okay, right, yeah. Fair enough.
It always felt fresh, especially for TV.
Oh, yes.
That's an effect you could definitely pull off on TV.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I'm so glad that people have stopped doing that Matrix thing, though.
Yeah.
Where it looks more like guys just really punching each other, which I appreciate.
It's really, yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, like, you know, even like the way, like he... a lot of that arrow firing is obviously CGI. Like his quick draw is very quick, too quick to be to be real.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the time.
Yeah, I guess so. But that's, you know...
That's what, no, I'm okay with that, but I'm saying, but it looks good. Like, it's...
I appreciate that everybody's a... You know, I kind of like that heightened reality where a lot of people are kind of... They're not superhuman, but it's a tiny bit unbelievable.
Yep.
Like, I remember in, like, season one, when we see, like, an early appearance of Deathstroke and somebody fires an arrow at him and he just catches it like it's nothing.
Yep.
Like, nobody can do that. It's impossible, but...
Well, actually...
Oh, yes.
There is that can be done.
Oh.
Not that easily.
Right.
But there is a guy, I've seen him do it, where he can catch arrows.
We're talking about The Matrix. Somebody asked me a while back, and we've had this conversation before, do we think that superhero movies are gonna, you know, fall, like... We're going to get an overload of them.
We say this every week.
We say this every week. I had a different thought about it. Like, no, I've been saying, like, inevitably.
You can't change your opinion on something.
No, I'm definitely going to do it. I might change it again. I might change it back next week. But we have been saying, like, yeah, it's going to reach. There's going to reach this saturation point.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about The Matrix.
Mm.
That, though, I mean, there's a reason they stopped making those. A, because the sequels weren't very good. And B, because people, like, other movies started building in that watered-down versions of all the combat and all the settings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's more difficult to do in a superhero context.
Okay.
Because you need a... It's really difficult to get a superhero movie off the ground that isn't based on an actual comic book universe.
Yeah.
So it's got... So like, Marvel have been pacing out their movies, so each one feels more like, it still feels like an event.
Yeah.
And they've all been good.
Mm, well.
Yeah, more or less.
More or less, yeah.
So they're all, you know, they've kept a certain standard of quality. So in order for people to really overload, it's going to take, like, different, like smaller production houses and smaller make their own superheroes.
Okay,
sure. Kind of make watered down bad versions of those.
Yep, yep.
And then people will get sick of it.
Okay,
kind of
sure.
But they can't do that because they don't have the properties.
The big ones.
Yeah, they don't have the big ones, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, that's a really good point.
So I'm saying maybe this is going to be like, maybe superhero could actually become like an established genre. Like, you know, you've got your cop films and you've got your...
Well, not even specifically superhero, you're talking like a comic book universe.
Yeah, comic
like,
book
not necessarily
universe.
Like... Your standard Superman or Spider-Man, like talking like a...
Just a superhero generally.
Okay,
I think
sure.
that could work, you know, because you've got cop films and you've got romantic comedies or whatever.
Yeah.
I reckon superhero could kind of...
Become its own genre.
But again, assuming that it doesn't get watered down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's just Marvel, DC, maybe one other.
Okay.
Maybe
you
some
make...
Hancock sequels.
Please. But I think also... The strength of... This is probably me slightly changing my opinion also. I just had a thought that there are many genres you can do within the superhero.
Yeah.
If superhero itself is a genre. There's a lot you can do with that.
Yes.
So you can make a Western superhero. When we had our Jonah Hex, didn't we?
Boy, did we.
But you can. There's a lot of ways you can take this. So maybe there's more life in this than we'd give it credit for.
Yeah. Or maybe it's all over tomorrow.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I guess we'll know tomorrow.
We'll definitely know tomorrow if that's the case, yeah.
Yeah. I want to talk about, though, specifically the last episode.
Okay, yep.
I loved that Ra's al Ghul fight.
Yeah.
What did you think?
You know what they've done? They've gone, we can't have a shirtless Batman Ra's al Ghul.
Jacob's actually written in. He's the official Floridian.
Yeah, from Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Did I say that? He said the exact same thing. He goes, anyway, I was wondering what your thoughts on Arrow recreating the shirtless sword fight scene for with Ra's al Ghul or Ra's al Ghul, whatever you want to call him. But instead of Bruce Wayne, they used Oliver Queen. Yeah. Because Bruce Wayne's in, you can't use him, obviously.
Exactly, yeah.
That's
well, that's how you got to fight. You got to fight shirtless. If you're going to fight, you're going to fight against the League of
I love that where they go, shirts off. I'm like, yes, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
I wish that, the only thing would have been great if he kept his Arrow mask on.
Yeah,
like,
definitely. Because
that's when Batman fights shirtless off and he's just got the cowl.
You're saying the hood? He keeps the hood on?
Just the hood, sorry.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good, yeah. Uh-huh.
The hood and the mask.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. But I really like that fight. There was one bit in particular where Oliver Queen like throws a sword at him or tries to hit him and he kicks the sword.
Yep.
Like for the flat side of the blade and then he goes back to hit Oliver and Oliver kicks the flat side of his sword.
Right.
I was like, oh, that's nice. I like that. Yeah. But no, I thought that was great. Mm. I really liked that fight.
Yeah,
and it was like from the start, it was very much like he's not going to win this.
Right.
Like that's no.
No.
And he didn't.
No. Got kicked off a mountain.
And he's dead.
Yeah, he's definitely dead. Yeah.
Lazarus Pit, do you think?
That's a good question. Yeah, mate. Yes, you know what? Probably because now it's his time to go mad. You know how Roy's gone mad?
Yeah.
And he's come back from the madness. I would say throw him in the Lazarus Pit. They throw him back in. Yeah, because, you know, because they want to destroy Starling City.
Yeah.
They're like, find the murderer or we'll destroy Starling City.
Yeah.
I reckon they're going to be like, now hit.
Which is weird, because he didn't even like Black Canary.
Right, yeah.
So I think he just wants to destroy Starling City.
Yeah, kind of. It's fun to do, when you think about it. I think they're going to resurrect him, maybe, and then throw him into Starling City and be like, hey, kill some people for us, will you?
Do you think they'll probably just get John Barrowman's character, the Dark Archer, whatever he's called,
Merlin.
To do it? Merlin. Yep. To do it?
Yeah, maybe.
Or just Merlin the Wizard. Bring him back
absolutely.
With wizardry.
Yeah. Definitely.
I've got another email from Feet3. I've been saying your name wrong, so I apologize for that. My opinion on the mid-season finale. Yes. Arrow was pretty shit.
A lot
of unnecessary revelations. Good fight in Oliver versus Ra's, but Matt Nable doesn't fit the look. I've heard a few people say he doesn't look fit enough to be Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, but he's like...
He's got some abs.
Yeah, he's got abs.
Yeah.
That, like,
I mean, he's like 45. He'd have to be.
Yeah, and I think the point... Like, he doesn't have to be totally ripped.
No.
My feeling is that he is the head of this. He is the head of the League of Shadows.
Yeah.
He's old.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be
I liked how they implied his age. He's like, nobody's challenged me for like 60 years.
Right,
I was like, oh, that's interesting. Mm. So he's been around. Yeah.
And they don't have to be all Dark Knight kind of real. Like,
he's just a guy.
He's comfortable in his position. He doesn't have to be totally ripped all the time. Again, nobody's challenged him in 60 years.
Yeah.
So he can be a little...
Unless he was a baby.
Yeah. He can be carrying
no
some
No one challenged weight. Me since I, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
no
that.
No challenged me since I was a baby and then I killed him. I killed that guy. My baby powers.
So yeah, I think, Arrow is fine.
Yeah.
Like all shows.
Yes.
Like some
and
shows.
And we got a couple of looks at the Atom suit.
Yes.
Mm.
Got a little bit of insight into his history.
Yes. He loves Atoms.
He does, doesn't he? I like Brandon Ralph.
Mm, he's good.
I'd like to see him get his own spin-off. So we can talk about another comic book show.
Is it implied that he's not, the suit isn't going to shrink? I think I read maybe in an article that it's not going to be a shrinking suit.
What,
but that can't be right.
What's it
Because he's talking
for?
About white. Because he's talking about white dwarf star material. That's for shrinking. That's just for shrinking, man.
Just for shrinking?
Look, maybe this was a rumor and it's thrown me way off base.
Yeah.
But I read somewhere that's like, it's not going to have shrinking powers.
I think that's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Why would you even bring it in if that's not what it
Precisely,
does?
Precisely, yes.
So it's just like a combat armor.
Maybe, I don't know.
I think that's going to be That's going to be a hard look to pull off. Especially because they've kind of made it like a Iron Man-esque kind of armor, which isn't the Atoms kind of look.
Correct, yes.
So I don't know how they're gonna do that.
Better be shrinking powers, that's all I'm saying.
Big time.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the other Arrow show, The Flash.
Oh, yes.
I've got
The Flash presents The Arrow.
Yes.
Wait, the other way around. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I like it also.
Mm.
You know what? I think the one thing that I prefer The Flash over The Arrow is I like The Flash's team better than I like The Arrow team.
Interesting.
I think I like them better. I don't know what it is.
How do you like it when they team up?
I'm definitely on board for that. I think it's just the guy, though, that I like more. I like him.
Cisco.
Yeah, Cisco.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
The singer, the rapper.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think he's, I don't know, I like him a lot. Then, you know, because often these guys will have a team and they're just like, ugh, okay. Like you see it in every show, you know what I mean? Like every cop show, there's like a wacky nerd team or whatever. But I think this is done really well.
This is the best wacky nerd team, do you think?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Mm. But you hate it, don't you?
No, I'm on board.
Okay, good.
What do you think? There needs to be an extra member of the wacky team, I feel.
Okay.
I mean, they've brought in the cop.
They got the cop.
West.
West, yep. Yeah. He's not that wacky though, is he?
He's not very wacky.
No. He's pretty serious.
Yeah, he's a serious
guy. Serious Sam. The villains, what do you think? I like the way, it is kind of villain of the week.
Yep.
But it's...
Well, I'm never happy. I'm like, oh, just feel there's not enough colourful characters. This one, I'm like, it's a bit villain of the week.
I like that though. I
never
think
happy.
Yeah.
Good.
It's good. Yeah, but we've seen
some of them have only been a little
Yeah.
Like more like the woman who played Plastique.
I don't remember that.
Not great.
Which one was that? What happened in that
episode? The bomb house.
Oh, okay, yeah. Did you like it when they turn up and like, I can't control my powers. I can't control them.
I'd rather they be able to control their powers.
Yes, sure. It's more of a challenge.
Correct.
Introduction of Firestorm as well, which was interesting. Yeah. Who's actually Stephen Amell's brother.
Yeah.
He's got the island hair.
He does have island hair. I was just going to say he's got island. Yeah. Well, they got the same head size, but I want to shoot.
Sure, so, yeah, like all brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, someone's written in, said, can you explain the character, DC character Firestorm? He can create any kind of matter and he's on fire. These are questions. Is the fire real? I've read the DC wikis, but I still have no idea that would work well in your Flash recap episode.
Oh, yes. Okay, so...
Nuclear firehead.
We've talked about Firestorm before. I
don't know.
No, we definitely have. But, well, in the comic books, he's Ronnie Raymond.
Oh, we have.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. And he's another guy. He's like an atomic scientist. And then there was an atomic accident. They were fused together.
Like Dragon Ball Z.
Like Dragon Ball Z. I'm not sure what that reference means, but you're right. And then, like, they could combine to become Firestorm.
Yeah.
And then he had, like, he could shoot, like, nuclear...
Gotenks.
Okay.
Dragon Ball Z.
I figured it was. From the context, I figured. And he can, like, shoot atomic fire, but he can also, like, rearrange... I think it's just non-organic matter. So, okay. Like, you can't rearrange human molecules or whatever. But
what if someone's dead?
That's a good point.
Or is it non-organic?
I don't know.
But isn't everything stem from organicness?
No, I don't. I think it's non-living matter. I think that's you can manipulate non-living matter. Unless that's Molecule Man. Doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is, then it turned out that was just, like, the fact that they combined together was just a coincidence, but it actually turned out that Firestorm was actually a fire elemental.
Oh, cosmic events.
Yeah, cosmic events. He was Earth's fire elemental, but then it turned out he wasn't and Firestorm's back. It doesn't matter anymore. He's been retconned a lot of times.
And he has nuclear firepower also.
He's got nuclear firepower. And at one point, this was pre-New 52, during a reboot, it was a new guy became Firestorm and... In order to become Firestorm, he had to combine with pretty much anybody, and then he gained their abilities.
Oh, okay.
So if...
Like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, like Dragon Ball Z, exactly. So if he combined with a nuclear physicist, he would know how nuclear physics works, and he could use that power to his advantage. And
cool.
I don't know how the new version works. They've probably retconned it again. But I'm going to guess current Firestorm is just a guy with fire powers.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
That's the direction they're going.
Yeah.
Well, look, why don't we talk about then... The Reverse Flash. Sam has a question. Who do we think the Reverse Flash is? Why don't we just talk about the character first?
Okay, right.
That episode obviously had the football field showdown.
Yes, it did.
People remind us, which we love.
Mm-hmm.
Because
as we know, as we've established on this show, the only official way to determine who is better in a fight is to have them at different ends of a football field. They appear there as if by magic, and then they just run at each other and fight.
Yes.
Any other method is unfair.
See, that's why in that show, when they ran into the stands, I was like, no.
No, wrong. Football field only. You're breaking the rules.
Yeah, what did you think of the introduction of that character? I mean, we've seen him before.
Yeah.
Sort of. But yeah, what do you reckon? Did you like it?
Yes.
Mm.
I don't know. So here's the thing about that character is... Is there any way it's not Harrison Wells? I mean, it is.
See, that's the thing, though. Like, I look at that, and they've clearly said Harrison Wells is this guy.
Yes.
Right? Is that some kind of misdirect, though?
Well, okay, so Harrison Wells, I think, he's either been invented for the show, or he's a very minor character who's been mentioned a couple of times.
Yeah.
I might be wrong there.
You never are, so
you're right,
yourself.
I'm never wrong. That's true. I'm constantly wrong. So in the comic book series, there's been a number of reverse Flashes.
Yes.
One of which is Eddie Eobard Thorne, who's from the future, who becomes obsessed with the Flash, and then basically goes back in time and becomes the Flash.
And he changes his... He gets the plastic surgery.
He gets the plastic surgery to look like Barry Allen, and then he goes back in time. And
what a dickhead.
I know, right? And then he becomes this reverse Flash. And so in the TV series, we have Detective Eddie Thorne.
Yes.
And so I guess we as comic book fans are supposed to be like, well, he'll become the reverse Flash.
Yeah.
But if you don't know, if like, I'm imagine 90% of the people who watch the TV series do not read the comic books, right?
No, yeah.
At least. So
we certainly don't.
Yeah, dear boy. And there's been no evidence that he will become the reverse Flash.
No.
So it's only a red herring if you read the comic books.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's just a guy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, if it did turn out he was the reverse Flash,
and this is an elaborate
ruse.
Yeah.
Then people on the internet would be like, oh, of course. But people who watch the show would be like, what? what a weird twist.
Yeah.
Like what a weird evidenceless twist.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, Harrison Wells, he claims he can walk. He claims he can't walk, but he can.
Yeah.
He speaks in the Reverse Flash's voice.
Yes.
He's got the Reverse Flash's costume.
Yes.
He's the Reverse Flash stole a tachyon thing, and he's got that.
Yeah. I'm not saying... He's not the Reverse Flash. He probably is.
Yes.
But I feel like these are the kind of shows where they just do deliberate misdirects like all the time.
Deliberate, really weird. This would be a hell of... This is a complete 180 misdirect if it is.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe... Because it looks as well also, he's very invested in making sure the Flash...
Exists. Right, yeah.
Because if he is the guy from the future, the Flash needs to exist for him to exist.
Right, exactly.
He's probably from the future, whatever version he is.
Uh-huh.
But you know what also, it says Stephen Amell's, the Arrow also says, I don't trust that guy, there's something about him that's off.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm sure he probably is, but... Yeah. Mm.
What a weird build-up for a reveal that is not a reveal at all. I kind of, when that is revealed, I kind of want to troll the internet to see if people are surprised somehow. There's got to be some people who are like, what? How did he...
Well, that's what I mean. Like, everybody from day one is like, that guy is probably the Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
So...
And then from episode 2 or whatever, when he just stabbed a guy to death. Do you remember that?
No.
Remember he stabbed a guy to death?
I don't remember that.
He stabbed a whole bunch of people to death.
He does threaten a lot of people.
He stabbed that guy to death.
Yeah.
I think it was in the Multiplex episode.
Multiplex.
Because the Multiplex guy was going to kill some CEOs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Harrison Wells is like, hey, you remember me? Your old CEO buddy? Well, here's some stabbings. I'm stabbing you.
Don't even remember that.
You remember that? Okay. All right.
I've watched stabbing that one too. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it wasn't that episode, but he's definitely a stabby guy.
There's also apparently, there's a lot of other stuff. Again, this J-Raw guy made a video on him, and he's got a lot of traits of the Reverse Flash. I can't remember which one in particular. Like,
he can run really fast.
Run really fast.
He's got the Reverse Flash's voice. He's evil.
Atom.
Red eyes. He keeps saying, I'm the Reverse Flash. By the way,
like
BT dubs, I'm the Reverse Flash.
One of the things is, one of the Reverse Flashes has the power where he can click his fingers and like alter reality.
Uh-huh.
Like, and Harrison Wells does that at one point. So remember the general comes and he's like, we should work together. I'm the general. And he's like, I could destroy your world. And he's like that or whatever.
Right, yeah.
And he like snaps his fingers.
Uh-huh.
So look, he probably is, but you know, I'm just saying, I'm calling it now that he might not be.
You're calling it that they might just do a twist for no reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess, like, there could be a case of he is the Reverse Flash.
Mm.
But because there's multiple versions, maybe he sends Eddie Thorne back in time, and he gets the Flash powers.
Yeah.
So the one the Flash is fighting now is Harrison Wells. The one he fights in the past is Eddie Thorne.
Yes.
But again, Eddie in this is a guy who is dating the woman he loves, but he's not evil.
No.
He's just a guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So to take... There would have to be a lot of character development between now and the final episode of the season for it to be Eddie Thorne.
Yeah.
Right, he would really have to reveal a bad side and then, you know, bad stuff, exactly.
Yeah.
Bad stuff. Anyway, I'm kind of looking forward to see how that goes. But...
Yeah. That would probably just be the Harrison Wells thing,
though, totally.
Like, realistically.
We're kind of idiots for even discussing it.
We are.
Think about it, yeah.
Good speed effect for televisions?
Fine. Yeah,
yeah,
it's fine.
It's better than it could be.
True. Yes.
So,
yeah,
small blessings, you know.
Definitely, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they had a lot of years to work on it in that that's all Superman did in Smallville for 10 years. So you're right. It's better than that.
It is better than that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's our mid-season wrap-up. We'll do the end-of-season wrap-up, won't we?
Yes.
Do you enjoy doing these wrap-ups?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just kind of talking about stuff we saw. It's not overly complicated.
Yeah. Maybe we could do an episode of just stuff we saw out of our window one day.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of cars.
Yeah. Well, you know what it's time for, though.
What's it time for?
It's time for our world-famous segment, What Are We Reading?
Oh, What We Gonna Read. Theme song.
I'm doing the theme.
Happened. Or it just, it's going to happen?
Yeah,
I don't know
happen.
Where you insert it.
Great, at some point.
Fantastic.
What you reading?
What I reading?
What you going to read?
Well, what I reading was the film Nightcrawler. Have you seen
Nightcrawler? I want to see that.
Jake Gyllenhaal as a creepy man who's up at night and he decides he wants to embark after some...
Sounds like us.
Yeah, it's kind of like us. He decides he wants to embark on a career of like... breaking the news with kind of late night video production and like filming, you know, the bizarre and horrific stuff that happens late at night. Yeah, like car crashes and, you know, that sort of stuff and murders or whatever on the street.
Up late game shows,
precisely.
Nobody knows what that means if you're not Australian.
It's super creepy.
Yeah.
It's a real creepy. There's not much I can talk about without spoiling it, so I won't. But it's a really creepy watch. It's super tense.
Would you recommend it?
I would recommend it. Oh.
Yeah, I really want to see that. I'm glad you said that's good. I mean, I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard it's kind of got like a Drive kind of feel, but way more creepy.
It does. It's initially quite difficult to tell what era it's set in. It's set now.
Yeah.
But like for the first little
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. Set in the future. but there's some good performances in it.
Yeah.
Gyllenhaal's great. Rene Russo is in it.
Is Maggie Gyllenhaal in it?
She's not in it, no. Okay. No, you'd think he'd help a sister out, but he doesn't.
He doesn't. Okay, interesting.
Absolutely doesn't.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah, super tense. All right. Good.
I'm going to watch that this week then.
A little bit disturbing, maybe.
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. I actually took your advice from last week.
Uh-huh.
And I decided to quit everything I'm doing. No. You suggested last week Original Sin.
Oh, yes. Get that up to Burl?
I did. I just read the 8. Because there's all sorts of spin-offs, and I'll probably get around to them.
Yeah.
But what a great story
Isn't
arc.
It though? Yeah.
Yeah, I was really impressed by it.
I forgot to mention, it is a murder mystery. I mentioned it is a murder mystery in the Marvel Universe. Someone's killed the Watcher. They have to find out why.
Yeah.
There's a series of weird team-ups. But the killer also steals the Watcher's eyes.
Yeah.
And because the Watcher has seen everything, they're full of secrets.
Just like human eyes.
They're full of secrets. And of course, you know... will those secrets be revealed? Yeah. Yeah, mate. Yeah, it's a good series. Great art. Looks great.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I like to see that as a movie. It's probably too early and too weird.
Yeah.
Because it's got like the Punisher, as you mentioned, the Punisher and
Doctor Strange
going through a weird dimension and whatever. The Netherworld. Not the Netherworld. What's it called? I can't remember. Yeah. Whatever that dimension Strange loves. Yeah. Loves hanging out in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I also... I actually just saw this. You saw that Star Wars episode trailer, the George Lucas version, which is amazing. If you haven't seen that, look it up. It's got like 10 million views. You've probably seen it.
Yep.
But the guy who made that, Michael Shanks, he's also...
Is he the Michael Shanks from Stargate SG-1?
He is. He's the same... No. He's an Australian guy, actually.
Okay, sure.
He's got a new short film. It's called Time Trap. And if you go to his YouTube channel, which is TimTimFed... one word.
Oh, yes.
Or just look up the George Lucas trailer and, you know, go from there.
Yep.
But it's this like 6-minute short film. It's a little bit kind of, at the start, I'm like, oh, this is kind of Guardians-esque. It's got that kind of feel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 6 minutes, won't take much of your time.
Uh-huh.
Special effects are great, especially for something of this, you know, budget and whatever. And I just think it's a nice little kind of sci-fi short film. It's got a bit of time manipulation happening.
Oh, yes.
It's quite funny as well. There's not a lot of speaking in it or anything. It's just... a lot of kind of like visual gags and whatever, but in the best possible way. Think Mr. Bean in space.
I love visual gags.
Don't think that.
Potty humor.
Yeah.
Men's humor. Potty humor. Grown-ups too. Friends having fun.
Yeah. So, yeah. I've got an email here from Scully, though, who's written in before.
Oh, yes.
Our resident X-Files something?
Yeah.
Something?
Yeah.
It's late. I thought I could recommend a fantastic graphic novel / comic book for what we read and what we're going to read.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Ascent, and it's by Jed Mercurio.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fictional account of a Soviet pilot who was sent on a mission to land on the moon before the Americans.
Oh, yes.
You won't be disappointed.
We're very easily disappointed, though.
Yeah.
You underestimated our ability to
we're
be
like
disappointed.
We're like spoiled children.
We're very... Yes, exactly.
If things don't live up to our exact standards...
Yep.
boy, someone's getting a glass of milk in the face.
That's right.
Warm milk.
Yeah, the worst kind.
That's what we're reading for this week, Mason.
Oh, yes.
Unless you're reading anything else.
No.
You're going to see Exodus?
No. It's like 3 hours long. It's not happening.
Do you know what happens in the end?
Do they get Exodus'd?
Yes.
They get Professor Exodus'd?
They do. This is a letter from Jack C. Hey, guys, love the show. I miss Mason singing the song every week, especially the Smallville one. Therefore, I challenge Mason to sing a Bond theme every week until Secretary. That's the actual Spectre.
Oh, yeah, it is Secretary. Absolutely, it's Secretary.
Thanks, Jack.
Wow.
What do you think?
All right, give me a Bond theme. I'll do it.
Madonna, Die Another Day.
I can't remember that one, guys. Give me another one.
Do the Paul McCartney one.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, that one.
Great song.
Yeah.
Live and let die.
Hang on, how does that go again? How's it start?
I don't know, but I know.
When we were young, and your heart was an open book. Guns N' Roses did it as well.
Not as good.
You used to say, live and let live. You know you did, you know you did, you know you did. That's how it goes.
And in this ever-changing world
in which we're living. See? People are confused, yeah.
Makes you give in and cry. Bang now. So live and let die. Bow.
Okay, yeah. Great. New segment. I'm forced to sing a James Bond.
I think we should do that one every week.
Great, okay. All right.
I really like that song. Actually, are you familiar with the game Destiny that everybody's disappointed with?
Oh, yes. Is that set in the 1970s Bond universe?
It is. No, it's Paul McCartney released a single in conjunction with that.
Great.
And it's in the world of Destiny, and everybody in that kind of world is watching a hologram of Paul McCartney sing the song. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what I'm reading.
Great.
That, right. Multiple times. Yeah. Hello, the amazing Meso and junior editor. Hail Gunslinger.
Regular editor now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. She got demoted again?
No, not that I know of. Hail Gunslinger. Insert other greeting references that no one will understand. I'm assuming that's from...
That's from Dragon Ball Z.
Yes, that's right. From your only listener in the Bahamas. You helped me blow through my paperwork on Monday. People do paperwork in the Bahamas? I thought it was all like that. Chilling out and drinking from like...
Well, it's chilling out and drinking from pineapples paperwork.
Okay.
It's the logistics of that. I mean, yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah,
sure.
It is. There's a lot. Yeah. Yeah. Now, last week we did the Lord of the Rings episode.
Oh, yes.
And mercifully, people understood that we were not experts and didn't berate us. Guy said on Twitter, he was like... That was, you know, that was tough to listen to.
Yeah.
You know, us like butchering the lore. So I appreciate, thank you for sticking through that. But we talked about Sauron and what his origin was.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't know, maybe he's an elf or maybe he was a Gandalf or whatever.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But his origin
I maintain
is...
he was a Gandalf or whatever. Here we go.
Apparently, Gandalf and Sauron are technically the same type of being, but
that's what I said.
You did, but that they're in different classes and levels, Dragon Ball Z. That's
weird. Yuck.
In their hierarchy, Sauron is a Maiar. I'm saying that wrong. In service to the Lord Melkor, and Gandalf is a Maiar. In same word.
They
as before,
sounded the same.
In service, no, it is the same word. I just said it differently.
Oh, great.
In service to Nienna, sister of Melkor, though he did level up and become Gandalf the White.
He did.
Hope that cleared things up or not. And also says, who cares about this nerd garbage anyway? From Simeon, the official guy who shoots magic lasers out of his no-no place and thus is alone of the podcast. P.S.
That got dark.
Didn't it? P.S. Don't read the Silmarillion. It's bonkers. Listen to the audiobook instead. It's much easier to live through or not. Nerd garbage.
Love it.
So now we know.
Yeah.
Because we would have never... genuinely, I would never have known. Like, I just would have lived my life. But I'm glad I know that. I genuinely glad. So thank you, Simeon, for writing in. Simon. S-I-M-E-O-N. That's Simeon, isn't it?
Yes.
Good. Hey, you two.
Oh.
I'm 15. I live in England. And you two are the cause of me losing over £200 in a month as you got me reading comics. But after all the podcasts...
I thought he meant of weight.
You're like, welcome.
You've done a really good job. Like, he's just been on the treadmill listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But after all the podcasts I've been listening to, I think I should be called the official money waster of this podcast. Thanks. Okay, I just want to say, you should not be spending that much money on comics. You should.
Steal them from the internet.
Yes, you should steal them from the internet. I think at that age, you should keep your money... And, like, buy other things like...
Google stocks.
Like, Google stocks. No. Yeah, I think anybody who's a comic writer who's not a dickhead would appreciate that that's a lot of money to spend for someone who's 15.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I think. Also, Pirate Bay went down this week. Somebody said, would this be the end of the Weekly Planet something?
Exactly. How else are we going to obtain our legally purchased movies and comic books and TV shows that we watch?
Look, if we were to use the Pirate Bay, there are other methods.
Absolutely, there are.
We fly to the States every week.
We do, and we watch them at friends' houses in the States.
Yeah. Hey, guys. This is from Ollie Turner. I really enjoy the show, and I recently did work experience for visual effects. And whilst working on various things, I listened to your sweet, sweet podcasts. Yes. If I ever get a job in visual effects, I will surely put a Weekly Planet Easter egg in the Avengers Infinity Wars without Marvel knowing it. Suck it, Stanley. Nice. Yes, suck it, Stanley. Anyways, think I deserve a shout out for that or not, you decide. I guess I'll be the official...
If you can give us a Stanley face tattoo, like you can put our logo on his face, I'd really appreciate that.
Please. Yeah. I guess I will be the official something of the podcast. You guys decide because I'm tired and quite frankly, I can't be fucked to think of something funny. Nice job, guys. Keep up the good work. P.S. Sorry for swearing. Not really.
Nah, nice. We're also tired. You're the official something of the podcast.
You did it. This is from Harry Sheehan.
Oh, yes.
Or Sheehan.
I thought you were going to go with Harry Shearer for a second there.
Sure. This is from Harry Shearer. Yes, of the Simpsons. Hey, guys. Massive fan of the podcast and James's YouTube channel.
Thanks, Harry Shearer. It's amazing you have time in between being on The Simpsons and being in Spinal Tap in the 80s.
And Godzilla 97.
Oh, yes.
Or 98, whatever that year
And I think
out.
He has a podcast where he's smug all the time.
Really?
Yeah. And he's in those improvised films. You know those ones? Best in Show, Mighty Wind.
Seen it. They good?
Yeah, Christopher Guest films.
Okay,
you know those ones.
Who's Christopher Guest again?
He's the director.
What else has he done?
Best in Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he the Best in Show?
No, it's the name of the film.
You okay, when it's improv, is it on one? Is it one take?
I think it might be a. I think it's one of those things. It's like. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
Where it's like, okay, this character wants this.
Yeah.
He has to get to this point from here. Now go.
I like that.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
All right, I'm going to get into that. Yeah. I probably won't. Well done, Harry. Anyway, also...
Anyway, what's Harry Shearer got
to say? Oh, it's interesting. He's a fellow Australian and also Victorian. He says he's from the Yarra... Yeah, I didn't know that about him. He says he's from the Yarra Valley. He says, which you probably don't know where it is, but if you do, that's cool. Of course, Yarra Valley. Come on. It's the wine region.
Yeah, it's the wine region.
You take a bus, you go with some friends, you drink some wine... And, you know...
You vomit someone... and then your friends fall in the mud. I've seen that video. I've seen it. He puts a couple of feet in. He looks like he's about to tumble. He pulls a foot out. You think he's free. And then he just hits the mud.
People need to know that that's real. And I have footage of that.
Yep.
I cannot release that. Correct. Unfortunately. Uh-huh. But I wish everybody in the world could see that.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. It's like my Kevin Spacey story. I have to hold on to
it. You have to hold on. Tell you what, if you see us live, ask us about that story.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll tell you live.
I have that video on my phone.
Do you really?
No, I don't.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Just wanted to congratulate you two on your success and also getting me away from all those stupid Yanks talking about movies.
Harsh.
And letting me listen to someone talk from my own country, talk about movies. Keep up the good work. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
But
since, oh, here's a but.
No, the majority of our listeners are American.
That's true, yes.
No, I think
mostly for the novelty value, I think.
I think most podcasts I listen to, they're either UK or American. There's not. Yeah. I think there's many Australian ones I listen to. But yeah, you know when people say that Americans are the worst tourists?
Oh, yes.
I don't think that's true. Uh-huh. I think Australians are the worst tourists. I think Australians think they're the best tourists.
Right.
But if you've ever been to like a backpackers overseas, the biggest dickhead there is the most Australian guy.
Yeah.
Who's like, he has to be the most Australian guy in the room. He's got an Australian flag as a cape. He's wearing zinc for some reason. He's drinking a really big beer.
Yeah.
And he's just acting like a complete wanker.
Yeah.
So Australians are the worst tourists. That's what I'm saying.
In many ways they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to go traveling?
I think it's because we're encouraged to be more Australian when we're overseas.
Yeah.
Because people go, oh, you're Australian. I love Australians. And then part of your brain goes, I better be really...
That's a good-looking girl.
I better be really Australian right now. And then you sort of feed into it. And it's like this loop. It's like an avalanche.
Yeah. And then like, you look at yourself and you're wearing an Australian flag as a cape.
Exactly.
Your knuckles are bloody.
Yep. All that. But you're not sunburned because you put a lot of zinc on.
You know it. Mm-hmm. Hi, guys. Greetings from Poland. Poland, where I live, though, although I'm Portuguese. I'm a long-time listener. Already sent a couple of emails that you shared. For instance, you guys saved my marriage by convincing my wife to see Guardians of the Galaxy.
I remember that.
You should thank James Gunn for that, though, not us. But yeah. I'm writing to share a DVD combo pack I found in Portugal. It's Indiana Jones. I've got this. I'm going to have the picture up here, but tell it to you. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull and The Last Airbender.
What a combination.
The only connection
Temples?
Well, he's got the only connection I can find here is they are both crap. If you Definitely. Have another theory, please share. But temples.
Temples, mate.
I haven't seen Avatar Last Airbender.
Neither have I.
I heard the show's really, really good. So,
everybody tells me watch the cartoon series and watch Legend of Korra, which is the sequel to that. I reckon it's... And I haven't seen it, but I'm going to say temples made of weird stuff. Like, I'm going to say Avatar, maybe it's a temple made of ice. I guess. And this one, crystal temple. Or whatever. I don't know.
Spinny spaceship temple.
There we go, yeah.
And the real treasure was knowledge.
No, it was a crystal skull. Probably sell that for heaps.
No, he said it at the end. He was like, the real treasure is knowledge.
Oh, then you're right. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't a very good treasure.
Probably he still could have sold that skull, though.
Yeah, he probably could have. Alien skull, you kidding me?
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd would buy that.
That's right.
All right. You also wrote this. Jingle bells, Mason smells, James loves Michael Bay. With Weekly Planet, no need to panic. Fun is on its way.
Oh, that's pretty good. Except for the part where I was insulted. I didn't like that.
I love Michael Bay, though, so he's nailed me.
Yeah.
All the best with a Merry Christmas to you both. Keep up the good job. Best podcast ever. From Daniel Martin's official actual cannibal, Shia LaBeouf. P.S. Mason, you are a dickhead, but the coolest dickhead in all the podcast world.
Yeah, I'll take it for some reason. Yeah, woo!
This is from Lorenzo, last email. Right. And then you can go home. Hi there, you damn Brits. First of all, thank you for giving meaning to my Mondays. Here in Italy, it's Monday when you load things up. I'd love to start reading more X-Men comics, though I don't know where to begin. A lot of people always ask, like, what's the best comics to start reading on? We will do an episode on that at some point.
We should, actually, yes.
Yeah.
Jumping on points.
Yes.
And also jumping off
jumping
points.
Jumping off points.
Read these two, don't read the rest.
Peter Parker Clone Saga.
Yep, jump off. Right off.
Do you reckon I should start with the first one from the 50s or 60s or whatever?
No.
I think you'd go Astonishing X-Men.
Yep, that'd be a good start.
The Joss Whedon run. I think that's where I kind of started properly, maybe.
Mm.
I guess you could do like I like your Old Man Logans.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I think if you have a knowledge of the movie universe, I think you can get by on Old Man Logan.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
What else? Let me think. I guess some of the... you don't really want to go with the time bendy kind of stuff, do
right,
you?
Right, no, you don't. That's
not
true.
Just yet. Yeah.
I'm going to say Astonishing because it's quite... Like, it's a good team book and it's kind of... There's minimal kind of reality bending, time bending stuff, right? You get a sense of the team as individual members.
Is that the one with Zorn as well?
No, that's New X-Men.
That's also very good.
That's also good, but that's a little...
Oh, really?
That's a level up, maybe.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. But yeah, like, it's a good idea in theory to start at the ones
a level
in the
60s. Up like Dragon Ball Z.
Thank you. Good. It's a good idea in theory to get a good grounding and be like, here's the characters from the 60s, but maybe read those at some point. Read the first one just to see what it's like.
I'm shaking my head. People can't see it.
Yeah, you can't see it, but you definitely are doing that. Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah, just to get an idea, I guess. But again, like you said, all those ones are people explaining their powers as they use their powers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one particular one where, like, maybe... Just look up funny X-Men panels on Google Images or whatever. There's one where, like, Jean Grey is going through, like, an obstacle course, and she, like... There's a hole in the ground and there's like three panels devoted to her like moving a bit of wood over the hole with her telekinetic power so she can run across the hole. Like, just fly.
Exactly. There's that one with the guy breaking through the wall. I'm trying to find now.
With stealing some alloy?
Stealing some alloy, yeah. I'm going to find that one right now and describe it if
Great.
I can.
Please. Yeah, it's all exposition.
It's just
like one panel with just so much exposition.
Oh, this is hard.
Nah.
Hang on, I'm going to do one more thing. If I can't find this, I'll be upset.
Okay. you're already upset.
No, I can't find it.
Okay.
Anyway, it's basically a guy breaking through the wall, stealing alloy, and somebody's... And I think it adds the description of what he's doing, and then it says underneath there's a scientist who's like, oh my god, he just broke through the wall using super strength, and he's stealing the alloy.
Yep.
Like, it's amazing.
It's pretty good.
But yeah. That's from Lorenzo. P.S. Can I be the official Italian gay guy? Yes. Unless we already have one, do we?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Love you. Take care. Not you, Mason. You should be watching Game of Thrones. Be ashamed.
I haven't done that, have I?
Take that.
Wow.
I went to a christening today, and it was the christening. It was Italian.
Yes.
And went for half an hour. And then they're like, and now it's time for Italian mass. I'm like, I don't speak Italian.
Right.
And then there was a really long Italian mass.
Oh, yep. Would you describe it as molto bene?
I would not.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Also, people often assume that I am Italian. Do I look Italian?
Well, I mean, you look...
I look like a...
Molto bene, so maybe.
So people think I speak Italian. So I go, that's happened to me a few times.
Oh, so people just open with Italian.
It's happened to me multiple times. Yeah, but
would you say multiple times?
Yes, I would.
There you go.
If I knew what that meant.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think I just look like a generic dude. Mm. All right. That's the show, Mason.
We did it again.
People have been tweeting us pictures of their sweet Weekly Planet merch that they can get on Redbubble.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got mine. They look great.
Yeah, I haven't even ordered mine yet. I got to do that. You can go to Redbubble. You can pick that up.
On our Facebook page. It is on our Facebook. Which is facebook.com/weeklyplanetpod.
As is our Twitter.
And Gmail.
And is our Gmail. Mm. Also, if you want us to help out on the Patreon and support the show, you can at patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. You can find Mason at a rock climbing wall or...
at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
That's right. You can find me, Mr. Sunday Movies, on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, Facebook, and Twitter.
All that stuff.
Thank
Just
you
go to a social media thing and type in our names. Maybe we'll be there, maybe we won't. Maybe, who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. Thank you to the Brut and Basilisk also for the themes, of
Absolutely.
Course.
Absolutely. Great
which
every
we
time.
Love every time. Yeah. That's the show for this week.
We did it.
Grab the gems.
That's not what we say.
Grab those gems.
No, wrong. Grab
I think
that
we should
gem.
Do it grammatically correct, Mason.
Oh, we've already made
we've
the
We've got
t-shirt,
a responsibility.
Though. We already made the t-shirt.
We've got a responsibility.
All right. Grab those gems.
Let's stick with grab that gem.
Grab that gem. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.